Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, and scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm concerned, very concerned.
Very concerned, thank you. Now, a recent study from federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yes.
And would you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Depends on whether or not it's going to raise taxes.
For the purpose of the question, we do have, once again, the scale. Would you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat support it.
Somewhat support it. Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Probably, I don't know about that one. Probably oppose it.
Probably oppose it. We do have, once again, the scale, somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat oppose it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first one is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Support it.
Would you support or, and would you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly supportive.
Thank you. The next one is increasing access to public transportation.
Somewhat supportive.
Somewhat supportive. And the next one is improving electrical grid reliability.
Strongly supportive.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Strongly supported.
Thank you. The next one is expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly supported.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Strongly supported.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Strongly supported.
Thank you very much. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And here we have another scale. We're going to use if you find that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first statement is the communities who have yes?
I have to get ready to go. How many more questions do you have?
We still have a few more questions to go. We're halfway there. But the next few questions go by really quick.
Yes, I have to let you go now. I hope the questions I provided are
Or is there another time that we can call you?
Not at this time, ma'am. I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time then. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.